and just for our kids, their brain. You know, my one kid has speech and is struggling with reading. And, you know, who knows, the toxins could be impacting, like, for his brain inflammation. And so looking down the road, it's like, okay, we could pay all this now to fix the environment the best we can, so we can still go out and be exposed, because you're going to be exposed when you leave the house. So it's like, pay the money now to get the environment cleaned up the best we can. And even if it's baby steps, which then hopefully will translate to not as much out of pocket expenses, health issues, time off of work, and so forth. And the kids struggling as well.
Hello, and welcome to the Art of Living Well podcast. I'm Stephanie May Potter, and I'm here with my co-host, Marnie Dotchess-Marmette.
We created the Art of Living Well podcast to empower you to live your happiest, healthiest, and most authentic life. Each week, we will bring you inspiring and motivating conversations covering health and wellness topics, including fitness, mindset, food, travel, product reviews, and strategies from a variety of experts, including our own bank of knowledge.
We are excited to educate, motivate, and inspire you to change the way you perceive health and discover your art of living well. Get ready to feel inspired. Hello, and welcome back to the Art of Living Well podcast. We are really excited to be here with you today because we're dropping one of our health transformation audit episodes, and we haven't done this in a little while. So for those of you who may be new to our community, this is where we bring someone from our community onto the show for a 15-minute HTA, or health transformation audit. And this is where we help you uncover what's holding you back from achieving your ideal health and wellness. And so together, we're going to spend just 15 minutes during one of these episodes asking some questions, and you will walk away with at least one tangible action step that you can implement immediately into your life. So if you are interested in coming on our show, head on over to our show notes and click the link, and you can sign up for your spot today. But we are being joined by one of our community members, Heather. So welcome, Heather. We're excited to have you on and get started here. So before we, you know, dive in here, we just would love for you to think a moment about kind of like your ideal vision of health and wellness and what that means to you. And if you could look out, say, 6 months into the future, how would you feel? You know, how would you maybe be nourishing your or moving your body or whatever it is for you? And what would your ideal day look like?
Okay, so I would say probably to wake up in the morning and not feel like maybe some aches and pains, brain fog, and kind of slow moving in the morning, wake up feeling well rested, and be able to tackle the day, take time to myself, do a couple self-care. Right now, I love the infrared sauna. For anyone who hasn't tried it yet, it is wonderful to help your body detox. You just have to make sure, start slow and low heat and have your electrolytes. But yes, I do love that. And I just think about, I have two kids where they're not as symptomatic as well. And with my husband, he has some symptoms. So we're all kind of suffering probably from environmental exposures right now. And so I can just vision how we almost are like when we're on vacation and we're, you know, getting along and everyone's in a good place. You're able to handle the day-to-day stress without kind of like overreacting to things. And you're able to tackle without having like brain fog, that head pressure, and other type of symptoms that we all in our own ways are experiencing.
Well, thank you, Heather. And I think that we all are striving for that, right? Like, it's, you just, that is an ideal scenario. And I think Stephanie and I both agree with you with the infrared sauna. We are big sauna people, and it's such a wonderful way to rid your body of toxins and just sweat out all of the crap. So Heather, one thing I want to ask you is, what do you think is the number one thing holding you back from, you know, achieving that next level that you described, where you're waking up well rested and you have that time to yourself and you maybe don't have the brain fog and the body aches and the day-to-day stress? So what's holding you back from that?
So I'm about 45 years old, and I have always grown up where I've been exposed to water damaged buildings. So I do think that I need to start having my environment tested by a professional inspector that is looking for mold and other like bacterial things in the house and things that are causing my health issues. Been through a lot of different treatments, especially for Lyme disease and other co-infections. And the treatments haven't, they've helped lower the toxic load of my bucket, but haven't completely relieved all of our symptoms. And a couple of different practitioners I've gone to have shared that it's the mycotoxins, it's the mold in your body that is most likely driving some of your symptoms as well. So it would just be great to figure that out and start repairing some of the issues in the home, if there are some, to see if then that relieves some of the symptoms. I would share that back. I decided to go to college in Arizona and I felt the best there. And I think it's due to the fact that I was able to be outside and that climate worked for me. Some, it does not work for everyone, but I got a lot of vitamin D out there. And I felt the best when I was, you know.
That's interesting to note. And one question I have for you is, have you been tested yourself? I'm assuming you tested yourself for mold and mycotoxins and all of that.
I know they all have these crazy names to them and all that stuff. But honestly, I have not done a urine mycotoxin test. However, the treatments that I have received are more, some people are going to think this sounds like way out in left field, but it's been more like muscle testing and things like that. So our family, okay. I live in Wisconsin. We all went to a place called Lyme Stop in La Crosse, Wisconsin for treatment, myself and my two kids. That helped us tremendously. But he is testing us in a different way. And that's what's coming up on all three of us still. The one time I did run a urine mycotoxin test was on our dog, because I'm trying to get my husband on board through all this. And the dog is the only one that doesn't leave the house. So the vet agreed to run a mycotoxin test through real-time labs. And everything that she was excreting in her urine matched with our Ermi, that the dust test I did on the house. Yeah, there's all different fancy names to it, but like Aspergillus in the home produces this mycotoxin in your urine and everything kind of correlates. I have not spent the money on myself because I believe like wholeheartedly that that is some of the issue and my body doesn't always cooperate with testing. So I, at this point, have chose not to get tested for that.
Okay.
And it sounds like you mentioned your husband, you know, kind of getting on board and that's something that you're hoping to achieve. Do you, when you did this Ermi testing though, and what was the result of the Ermi test?
So I did that back in 2021, January. Well, he knows the results, but I was sitting with it for a while. The hurts me, and I know like the Ermi with scoring is all wonky, so I don't want to like just hone in on all the scoring, but the hurts me scores were 22, which isn't great at all. But they're Stacky didn't show up, but Aspergillus, Chitonium, I might be not saying all these names correctly. But then there's a thing that another company helped me with, because I was working with a practitioner out of Kansas City at that time. And we took the Ermi results and put them into what's called like an Ermi code that Brian Carr out of We Inspect was using back then. And our house, it one being the best, which is very hard to find, five being the worst, mine falls in that four category. So I'm kind of like, okay, no home is going to be necessarily perfect. However, we got to start figuring out why that is a four and like what is causing some of our health, because this past fall, we unfortunately had to put our dog down. She was old. I mean, she was going to be 13 in January, so she had a good life, but she got massive lymphomas and fatty deposits. And then they started growing into her neck and closing up her airway. The vet couldn't figure it out. The vet is actually telling me when I get my home inspected to come back with the results, because he's puzzled and thankfully he's very curious and wanting to learn. But they can't pinpoint like what really caused her to, you know, get so sick. And we biopsy things and, you know, things like that. So
just to think about this in a succinct way, what I'm hearing from you is that you firmly believe that there is mold in your home, which is causing, you know, some of the ailments, as if you want to call them ailments, you know, where you're not having the energy that you want and the time to yourself and the aches and the pains and all of that with your family. So is the biggest thing currently holding you back from moving forward with, you know, mold remediation or like digging into that deeper, your husband and how to talk to him about it, or that he doesn't believe in it? I'm trying to understand.
Did you know that there is one phase of sleep that almost everyone fails to get enough of? And this one phase of sleep is responsible for most of your body's daily rejuvenation, repair, controlling hunger and weight loss hormones, boosting energy, and so much more. I'm talking about deep sleep. And if you don't get enough, you'll probably struggle with cravings, slow metabolism, premature aging, or even worse conditions. Why don't most people get enough of this one important phase of sleep? A big reason is magnesium deficiency, because over 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. And magnesium increases GABA, which encourages relaxation on a cellular level, which is critical for sleep. In fact, magnesium is responsible for over 600 different biochemical reactions in the body.
Magnesium also plays a key role in regulating your body's stress response system. Those with magnesium deficiency usually have higher stress levels, which negatively impact sleep as well. Now, before you go out and buy a magnesium supplement, it's important to understand that most products out there only have 1 to 2 forms of magnesium, when the reality is your body needs all 7 forms of this essential sleep mineral. That's why we recommend Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizer. Once I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough, I've noticed I sleep deeper, I have no problem winding down and falling asleep, and I wake up feeling refreshed and energized. I have been amazed at how much better I feel making Magnesium Breakthrough part of my daily routine. Magnesium Breakthrough contains all 7 forms of magnesium designed to help calm your mind, help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The deep sleep benefits are really noticeable.
Don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. For an exclusive offer for our listeners, go to buyoptimizers.com/theartofliving well and use promo code THEART10 during checkout to save 10%. This special offer is only available at buyoptimizers.com/theartofliving well.
How to go about talking to him? Because he saw the results from the mycotoxin test from the dog as well and the ERMI. And I am not one, I'm not good with conflict. My master's is in social work. So I'm like that peacemaker, like problem solver. So I think the idea of having a major conflict, especially in front of the kids and adding more stress to my body, and the financial aspect of it as well. And then as soon as you have an inspection, you're like, okay, great. Now I know. So now it's kind of confirming I'm not crazy. but however, then it's like opening up Pandora's box of, okay, now what's going to have to happen with remediation and so forth.
So if you think about this from the standpoint of you're not like you mentioned your ideal day and waking up without the brain fog and the joint pain and all of that. And that would be your ideal, you know, life, if you will, your ideal day. And what's holding you back is a little bit of your husband and the cost and just, it is mold, as you know. I mean, you listen to Brian Carr's episode and you follow him. We had him on not that long ago, and it is opening up Pandora's box. But you already know, like you've listened to your intuition so much. You know what's causing these issues. And yeah, you had some testing done and now you have your dog that passed away. Like you have evidence and proof. So what do you think you need to get over that hurdle to be able to really have a conversation with your husband and make that next step, which is what you know you need to do? So you've done the testing, whether it's muscle testing or the mycotoxin test, you know that you have symptoms of mold. And that's all you need is to know that this is how you feel. And you know when you didn't feel that way, when you were in college and you were in a drier climate. And so what's the hurdle? What do you think you actually need to do when you just kind of sit with it? And how will that feel when you get to the point where you wake up just like how you envision your ideal day, you know?
Yeah, so I think it's just, you know, kind of like I talk to everyone about advocating for yourself, given my background, and I need to do that for myself and risk, you know, the chance of it being a huge argument and so forth. And I know that right now I have the funds to pay for the inspection at least. So I have to just come to grips with being okay that it might cause a fight. It might cause him still not to be on board. And however, maybe the company that comes in to do the inspection is the one that's going to get through to my husband, and be able to show him things and kind of, you know, talk him through all this and how it impacts from a health standpoint. There is one other person I'm going to reach out to that my husband was friends with years ago, who's kind of gone down this route as well. And so maybe not coming from the wife, who unfortunately has caused a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. That's the other thing, like all that Lyme treatment and all that, you know, is just, we have like, you know, I've got, not that I did it intentionally, but that it's, you know, been my health and the kids' health that has caused us out-of-pocket expenses that we weren't planning for.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, you mentioned you don't want to start a fight in front of your kids. So let's take the conversation out of the house. Let's go for a walk. Let's go out to dinner, whatever it is. Bring your husband away from the children and have a conversation and say, you know, this is really important to me. And it may be that you're taking lots of little steps. I mean, mold is huge, right? This is not a quick fix. This is a journey. This is a process. And maybe you explain to him how important this is to you and to your family's health, and that you need to take that first next step. And you have the funds. You have the funds. You know, in your gut, you're listening to your intuition and your gut, and you know that this is the next thing that we need to do for our family. And you know, you can get the support of the person he knows and whatever if you feel like you need it. But at the end of the day, you know, you guys are in a partnership together, and this is important to you. And I think you need to tell him that.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. I know I go through this in my head, like having these conversations, like when I'm by myself, you know, practicing, okay, how am I going to present this and so forth. So.
And, you know, you said it, you're like, I have to advocate for myself. And this is what I tell other people to do. So sometimes when you're in this space of like coaching and counseling, it is hard to take your own advice when cause you're in the situation. How have you articulated how you feel because of the mold and the symptoms? And, you know, you've done a lot of research and, you know, thinking out, it's maybe a big cost and investment now, and it is kind of a rabbit hole that you're going down. But in 5 years, in 10 years, you know, think of your family's future when you're mold free and the toxins don't keep building up in your body. And you're lucky that you're doing a lot of great things like the sauna and the Epsom salt baths and to help remove. But at the end of the day, if you don't get rid of the source, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to go at that angle of, like, even though you might, you know, my husband and I might not feel symptomatic, I mean, I personally see symptoms, but he doesn't see them. But, you know, it can cause, unfortunately, like worse things down the road health-wise, which then is going to cost more money. And then possibly, like, because even for me, I'm a go, go, go person, but certain jobs that I'm thinking I would love to have is like overwhelming and almost too much for me right now, because I know my body can only handle so much stress, which then impacts the amount of money you can bring into the family. So that, and just for our kids, their brain, you know, my one kid has speech and is struggling with reading. And, you know, who knows, the toxins could be impacting, like, for his brain inflammation. And so looking down the road, it's like, okay, we could pay all this now to fix the environment the best we can, so we can still go out and be exposed, because you're going to be exposed when you leave the house. So it's like, pay the money now to get the environment cleaned up the best we can. And even if it's baby steps, which then hopefully will translate to not as much out-of-pocket expenses, health issues, time off of work, and so forth. And the kids struggling as well. Because like I said, I've gone through all these treatments. We've spent tons of money. Everything has kept me afloat. All the things I'm doing for our family is keeping us all afloat, but we keep hitting roadblocks because we cannot out-medicate the toxins.
Right. You said it very well. And I think, you know, as we wrap up this conversation, what I'm hoping that you walk away with is you need to have a conversation with your husband. You should do it away from your children, and You need to advocate for yourself, and you have the answers inside of you. You know what to do. You just need to do it, right?
Right. Because the one thing I want people to know that it's not all in their heads. They're not crazy. This is a medical issue, which being exposed to environmental toxins will cause other underlying things. For an example, the candida, the Lyme, the parasites, and all that. And so you can kind of be going through, especially around the full moon, and people may want to laugh, but you could be experiencing all these different symptoms that are heightened around the full moon, and you could feel like, oh my gosh, I am losing it. And I want them to know that they're not losing it. And that's the thing I share with my kids all the time. Mom's experiencing this today. And then they'll open up and say, Mom, yeah, this is what I'm, do you ever have this symptom? And so now they're comfortable talking about some of the things that they think other people might think they're crazy if they talked about it. So really having that open communication so they feel like they're not alone as well.
That's such an important point that you raised, Heather, for everyone out there. Because I think there are a lot of people that think it's all in their head because someone's telling them that, they're feeding them that. So, you know, Marnie talked about just like having that conversation with your husband that you want to do. Is there something in the next, say, 24 hours, and we'll follow up with you, that you want to commit to? And maybe it's not having the conversation, but it's, you know, somewhere on that trajectory that you're ultimately going to have that hard conversation, if you will, with your husband.
Yeah, so it's actually perfect timing because one of the companies we're considering having out to inspect our home is offering to do with the co-founder to have a conversation with my husband. So I have to go on their calendar and set that up. So perfect timing.
So that's a great, yes, great thing to do. So we're going to check in with you, Heather, and see that you do that. And we just want to thank you so much for coming on today and for taking that next step in your own health journey, because sometimes it's hard to do that. And, you know, when you have people holding you accountable and kind of helping you get that forward momentum, it's really helpful. And it's helpful to be part of a community and have that accountability. So congratulations to you. And we just are appreciative that you're here.
Yeah. And good luck with everything with your husband and your family. And just know you are kind of exactly where you need to be and you're on the journey and you've already done so much and you will get through this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for those of you listeners out there that want to come on the show for a health transformation audit, like Stephanie mentioned, head on over to the show notes. And if you're interested in our spring liver detox, that will be running April 1st through April 7th. And that will be linked up in our show notes as well.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Art of Living Well podcast. We are so grateful that you joined us today.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or anyone else you think may benefit from this information. We'd love for you to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and tag the Art of Living Well podcast on social media.
If you want more inspiration in between episodes, you can find us on social media at theartofliving_well on Instagram and Facebook, where we will share snippets from our daily lives and our journey to living well.